We went to three different sites yesterday. Can maybe first update a bit of context. So the minister is currently going around doing oversight to see what the experiences are of ordinary citizens as this process to try and change over from the gold debit card to the black debit card is underway together with through the post bank. Post Bank has certified a number of sites where people can go and basically apply to change over from their current gold card to the black card. And there's a deadline of the 20th of March by who should have completed this process. And so leading up to this, to what we've now been doing with the minister, there's been obviously a number of complaints from various sectors of society about the process. So the minister decided to go see for herself what people are really experiencing on the ground as this is underway. So we went to three sites yesterday. We went to a site in Grabo, at the Song Center, and we went to two sites in Belleville and Khayelitsha, which are basically sites where Post Bank has partnered with retailers because that's what the catchment area is of social grant recipients. And so what the minister then observed together with us yesterday were some really, really distressing scenes. Amongst many of the stories that we got to interact with together with the minister were situations where clients were, for example, in one of the sites, clients have to wait in a very, very long queue out on the street in one of the retail centers because there is no dedicated waiting area that is made for them so that they can sit in and when they can wait. And what's more distressing is that they are arriving at these places and they are waiting outside as early as 1 a.m. in the morning. So by the time that we had arrived there, which was in the later hours of the morning, around 11 to 12, some of the clients who had been there in the early hours from 12 midnight, 1 a.m. midnight, had still not been serviced. And what was more distressing was that even at that time, there was a number of system breakdowns that were delaying the process even further. We spoke to one client there who was from Khansbai. I'm sure you'd know that Khansbai is very, very far. And she was saying to us that she had already spent 150 rands one way because in Khansbai, there isn't a site for her to go. So she has to come all the way to Cape Town Center to get assisted. And at that point in time, she was still very, very far from getting to the front of the queue and getting assisted. And she was saying that, look, I'm concerned that I actually have to go back to Khansbai today because I've got no place to sleep in Cape Town. So I might actually go back without being serviced. So those are some of the distressing stories that we got to experience while we were there. There's also, elderly clients who are there. We met one gentleman who had told us that he was there for the fifth day in a row. He'd been there for the fifth day in a row. And he'd been there yesterday from 5 o'clock or 4 a.m. in the morning, and he was still not safe at the time that we were, seeing him or that we were talking to him. It was very distressing, and that was the minister's experience. And the minister's experience is that, look, the system currently as it is not working, and her view is that that needs to be revisited, and a better plan needs to be devised to ensure that people are treated or ill-treated the way that they are treated right now. Yeah.
Is the minister satisfied with the performance of Post Bank with this particular transition?
No, she's not. And I think she was quite emphatic yesterday. She was very, very emphatic yesterday, but she's very, very dissatisfied. And she has taken it upon herself now to take this up with the portfolio committee and also with her colleague ministers to say to them that, look, I'm dissatisfied because she has a responsibility, remember, to protect all the vulnerable people in the country, from children all the way to the elderly. All of those people are under her guard, and she must protect them. So she's been very, very emphatic, especially yesterday, to say that, look, I am completely dissatisfied with the process. I don't think that people have been treated the right way. And she is going to take it upon herself to talk to Post Bank, to talk to the portfolio committee, and also to talk to her colleague ministers to ensure that this thing is brought to an end, that a better plan is devised, where people are not treated as inhumanely as they are being treated right now.
Yeah. I think the minister's experience yesterday, based of what you've sort of relayed to us, is exactly the sort of complaint that as a community broadcaster we sort of get on a daily basis. I think you've basically covered all the main issues. And I think the concern by many was with the announcement of the deadline. We were informed by Postbank that they would make additional sites available, etc., etc. And the most recent list of sites that they've made available actually has sites on there that, one, it's the same amount of sites, and two, there are some sites on there that are not operational at all anymore and haven't been for the last couple of weeks. So the overall frustration, I think, by, SASSA recipients in particular, is one that, is leaving many people scratching their heads. And then, obviously, from the perspective of the commercial banks, they're looking to capitalize as well.
Yeah, look, besides them, I guess, capitalizing, also I think we need to acknowledge that also, citizens and beneficiaries also have a right, to choose whatever financial solution they want for themselves. So one of the things that, which I did not mention earlier, is that when we went to the site in Rabaul, which is a Tucson center that is run, operated by us, together with SASSA. We have given people the opportunity to interact with other financial institutions and make their own decision. And what we're trying to say to them is that if the Postbank solution is not working, for you as a beneficiary or as a client, you are free to go and look at other options that are available to assist you and ensure that at least, you've got a reliable financial solution that's going to be able to receive your grant. But I think the other thing that we also need to say is that we want to ensure that assure beneficiaries and the country that come the 20th of March, whether the card has been changed over from the yellow card to the black card or not, beneficiaries will still be able to receive their grant. And I think that's very, very important for us to keep as a message out there that not being able to change over with a black card on time by the deadline is not going to prevent, anyone from receiving their grant come the end of March. So there are provisions that are being put in place to ensure that grants will continue to be paid beyond that. But also in addition to that, it's also very important for us to say that we want beneficiaries to know that there are other alternative financial solutions out there that they can look at. To ensure that they've got a reliable bank account into which they can receive their grants. And so what SASSA has now been doing to assist the process, SASSA is now beginning to open up its own sites, wherein we are allowing other financial institutions to come there and assist clients, those clients who are, willing to take up the option of an alternative banking solution. We are inviting those other banking institutions there, so that anyone who wants to, obviously, it's their own voluntary decision. We're not going to, force them to do so. But the option is available to them, that if you're not able, or that you don't want to go ahead with Postbank anymore, you don't want to change over to the black card of Postbank, that there are other solutions out there that you can still look into within the broader, financial industry of the country.
What can we expect the minister to do, and can our listeners and SASSA recipients more broadly, particularly those in the Western Cape with the geographically displaced sites, what can we expect, and what intervention or other can we expect from the minister?
The first intervention now is obviously through SASSA, which is that SASSA is now extending its own sites, and we are allowing the other financial or banking institutions to be able to become an option that clients can rely on to use, so that you're no longer just committed or dependent on the Postbank solution. We're also obviously, Minister is going to be talking with her fellow ministerial colleagues and the portfolio committee to try and arrest the situation at this point in time and try maybe to replan this and try and come up with a better plan to protect and ensure that people are protected going forward. And we're also working closely with Postbank as a department to continue to look for other solutions to assist clients, because everyone is mindful that this is an anti-cutting situation that needs to be arrested immediately. So, and I think the last point is that we can at least say and confirm that whatever happens or will come the 20th of March, even if a client or beneficiary does not have a black card come that day, the grant will still be paid, even if at that point you still have a yellow card. There are provisions that Postbank is putting in place for those who won't have black cards at that point in time to continue receiving grants. Mm. So that clients must at least know that, but I think one of the anxiety also comes from what will happen to my grant come the end of March. And so, and I understandably so, because, I mean, for the vast majority of 2% of South Africans, for example, in Cape Town, in the Western Cape, are dependent on that grant. So the anxiety is quite justified. But just to summarize, one, the grant will remain in payment, whether it's got a black card or don't have a black card come the end of March. Two, SASSA is extending its own sites to try and assist the process. And in those sites, we've also invited the other financial institutions so that people have got a bigger option than Postbank. So they can take up another bank account as a way to ensure that they've got security for their grant, whatever happens come the end of March. Three, the minister is talking to her colleagues at her level to ensure that there's a plan that is developed and devised, and that is processed, and this is brought to an end and arrested. Mm. And four, at our level, as officials in the department, together with Postbank, we're also trying to work together, to Postbank, Social Development and SASSA, to devise more ways to ensure that we bring this to an end as soon as possible.